Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot at the beginning of the final perek, Perek 13, Harei Alai Yisaron Yavi Echad. We are now going to take a look at different oral commitments and what that commits you to vis-a-vis a mincha, and we'll expand that to other things. Harei Alai Yisaron Yavi Echad. If you commit to bringing an Yisaron, then you bring one. That's obvious. Esronot, you bring it in the plural, then Yavi Shnayim, you bring two. Perashti, v'enyo de'ma perashti, but if you say, I know that I said how many, but I don't remember how many I said, yavi shishimi saron, then you have to bring 60, which of course is the maximum you could bring in a normal situation. It's not normal to bring 60, but in one kli. Harei alai mincha, if you say mincha, harei yavi ezo shiirtse. You can bring any one of the five voluntary menachot. Pure Mary disagrees, says, yavi minchata solet, bring minchata solet, which is, which is the one which brought with the fine flour, and then you put in boiling water, put the oil on it. Shehim yuchedet shebenachot. It's the special one. We'll see why it's special. Now, if you say mincha o minha mincha, a type of mincha, yavi achat, then bring one. Menachot o min menachot, if the word mincha is in the plural, then yavi shtayim, you have to bring two menachot. Perashti, any odea isven perashti, if you say, I said how many, and I don't remember what number I said, Yavi chamishatan. You have to bring all five of the different kinds of menachot. The last part of the Mishnah, we'll go over it, but we're going to have to take a look at it again in the next podcast where it will be explicated. Perashti mincha shel esronim. If you say, I explicated how many isaron to bring, v'enu deakam perashti, I forgot what number I said, yavi shishim isaron. Like we had in the first part of the Mishnah, you bring 60 isaron. Rebbe Omer, this is actually the second Mishnah already, Rebbe Omer, Yavi menachot shel esronot me'achad v'yad shishim. He says you essentially have to bring 60 factorial, which means a mincha of one isaron, a mincha of two, a mincha of three, all the way up to 60. Because we're not sure which one you said, and again, in the next podcast, we will see what Rebbe's position is based on. Now, the first question is pshita. If you say al-reali isaron, you have to bring any isaron. So esronot tivishtayim itzrichle. It was there to tell us that esronot will translate into two. So hanami pshita, we find throughout halacha, whenever you explicate an unspecified plural, it's two. The answer is miut esronot shtayim itzrichle, to tell us that esronot, the minimum of esronot is two, as opposed to, let's say, one and a half. Now perashti v'niodema perashti. So the end of Mishnah Aleph says, if you said how many, but you don't remember the number, they have to be 60. So mantana. This does not follow Rebbe, because as we saw, Rebbe in the second Mishnah said, you have to bring 60 factorial. And we've seen this several times. Rechizkiah limits the Mishnah to one opinion. We saw earlier with Beit Shammai. And Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, no, it could be a consensus, but it's an odd circumstance. That it could be that the fellow said, I said how many esronot, but I didn't say in how many kelim to bring it. Then according to Rebbe, you'd bring 60 kelim, each with an isaron in it. You would not have to bring the 60 factorial. Since you didn't set it in a kli, then that means that you could bring them in as many kelim as you want. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said that you bring solid because it's hamyuchedet shebamanachot. What does that mean? So a Braita says that it means that that's where the text opened up, meaning the first mincha listed in Vayikra Bet is a minchat solet. El miyata omar el eulai avim ben abakar hu patach bo katuv. So, b'tchila. So then if you commit to an ola, automatically you have to bring a bull, because that's the first one mentioned in Vayikra Aleph. So minchat son, if you're going to bring from the flock, then yavi keves, which is mentioned before the goat. Hu patach bo katuv tchila. Or min ha'of, if you commit to bring from the birds. Yavi torim, or patach bo katuv tchila, because it says torim before b'nei onah, the older birds. Alama, and that's not true, because alama tanan, harei alai olah, if you say I'm going to bring an olah, yavi keves, you bring a lamb, which is not the first one mentioned. That's what Azario mer, toro gozao ben yonah, you could bring even one of the birds, either one of the birds, and we'll see why that is later on. Velo palig Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree there. So it can't be because it's first mentioned. What does miuchad shem nachot mean? Elamai miuchad shem nachot, the lately shem levai. It has no qualifier. It's not like minchat marcheshet, minchat machavat, minchat ma'afeh. It's just mincha. It's the stam mincha. Vatana hoil vatach bo katuv tchila kamar. But in the bright that says the other reason that it's the first one in. Hachikamar, it's saying, Ezu mincha miyuchedet shemnachot, the late l'shem levai, which is the special mincha that has no added term, Zush patach po akatuv tchila, the one that's first, which is the solet. Okay, pshita minchata solet kamar. You already said it's minchata solet. Yeah, it's the amount of balma, just a way of remembering it's the first one in the text. Okay, mincha minha mincha. Now, by Rav Papa, Papa asked, mine mincha mahu. Min is singular, mincha is singular. So if you say min mincha, it's one. If you say mine minachot, it's plural. What about mine mincha, types of a mincha? Since you said types, you mean two. Mincha mincha kula minachot mincha mekarian, because the whole group is called mincha. Zot Torat ha mincha. Odilma kevan damar mincha achad mincha kamar. Since the word mincha is singular, you meant one mincha. Umay mine mincha. Why do you say types of mincha? Kamar mine mincha achad mincha alai. Meaning, I'm going to bring one of those types. One of those types. So which is it? Toshma. Mincha, min mincha, let's look at our Mishnah. If we say mincha or min mincha, yaviachat, you bring one. What's the implication? Ha mine mincha, if you make the word min plural, shtaim, bring two. But ema seifa, look at the next clause. Menachot, min menachot, yavi shtaim. If you make both the min and mincha plural, then you bring two. Ha mine mincha, then chada, it's only one. Our Mishnah is not going to help us at all, either direction. So Toshma, min menachot alai. If you say a type of menachot, then, and that's now min is singular, menachot is plural, yavishte menachot minachad. You have to bring two menachot of the same type, because you said min, so you have to bring two machavats, or two machashets. Ha min mine mincha, so if you said mine mincha, chada. So as long as the word mincha is singular, you only bring one. So no, dilma ha mine mincha, yavishte menachot mishne minim. Maybe if you said mine mincha, then you have to bring two menachot of two different types, one mechavat and one rikikin, as an example. V'halotani hachi, we have a brayta that goes directly against that supposition. Min menachot alai, mevi shtei menachot mimin achad. Mine menachot alai, mevi shtei menachot mishnei minim. So we've got, as long as you said menachot in the plural, you got to bring two. If it's min, then they're both from the same kind. If it's mine, then they're from two kinds. Ha mine mincha, as long as the word mincha is there, chara, it should be only one. No, del mahamani Rabbi Shimon, maybe that baraita follows Rabbi Shimon, damar mechzach al mechzach rikikin yavi. Remember, Rabbi Shimon said there is one kind of mincha where you could bring two different types, which is the menchat mafer. Rabbi Shimon says you could bring some chalot and some rikikin. They don't have to all be one or the other. So therefore, my mine mincha, what did he mean when he said mine mincha? Mincha diipatre mini. I mean the mincha that has two different types. Aval Rabbanan damri, according to Rabbanan, said mechzach mechzikin loyavi. You can't mix the minchat ma'afer. It has to be all chalot or all rikikin. Vishte minachot mishte minim. Perhaps you'd have to bring two of two types, and we leave it unresolved. All right, pirashti ve'in yodea ma pirashti. If you say I said. How many menachot? But I don't know what number I said. You have to bring all five. So Mantana, who's the author of that? It can't follow Rabbi Shimon because the Rabbi Shimon kivandam mechzachal mechzarei kikin yavi. Remember, Rabbi Shimon says that if you committed to a minchat ma'afe, you could bring any mix: nine rikikin, one chala, six of this, four of that. Inami sabar like Rabbi Yehuda da amar. Now Inami is a little strange. It means here if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, call menachot ba'ot eser. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda, against Rabbi Meir, said that the default amount of chalot in a mincha, with the exception of lechem apanim and chavitei kohen gadol, is 10. Rabbi Meir said the default's 12. But just following Rabbi Yehuda, ikos fukam arbas rabbi menachot, you have 14 different possibilities here. Marcheshet, machavat, solet, and then you've got 11 different possibilities with the chalot to rikikin. 10 chalot, 9 and 1, 8 and 2, all the way to 10 rikikin. So now you'd have 14 possibilities, not 5 possibilities. So Rabbi Shimon can't be the author of our Mishnah, who would say you only have to bring 5. Abayamar filutem Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon could sign on to the Mishnah. Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, damar maiti umatni. Rabbi Shimon agrees that you can bring korbanot and make a condition on them whether they're necessary or not. The Tanya. In a Tosefta Nazir, in the context of a Nazir, who is a Safek Nazir Tameh, Safek Nazir Tahor, so, and or a Metzora, who is a Safek Muchlat, Safek Musgar, which means in either case, the following korban is something that he may have to bring, may not have to bring. But he has to bring it in order to be certainly able to now drink wine, etc. And in the case of Metzora, to be able to return. Rabbi Shimon Omer leMocharat mevi ashamo velugo imo. He brings the asham. This is the for the Metzora and the log shemen. Merim Metzorahu, and he says, if I'm a Metzora, zeu ashamo velugo. The coin says, then this is the proper korban. Veim lav asham ze yeh shalmeinu davah. This asham is a shalmeinu davah. Voto asham. Ta'un shchita batzafon. So therefore, we treat it like the chumrot of an edavan and asham that it needs shchita batzafon like an asham. Matan bahonot usmicha. You have to do matan bahonot just like the etzav mitzora. But you have to do smicha on it like it's a like it is a shlamim unesachim like a shlamim. Utnivat chazei v'shok like a shlamim, v'nachal lezichrei kunal yom v'layl like an asham. So you have to do all the chumrot, but he says you could bring a korban sort of with a condition. V'yafagav the kamafrik mar b'shchitat kodshim, and even though we already analyzed in zvachim that emar dem Rabbi Shimon ma'iti umatni, when did Rabbi Shimon say you can make a condition? Lechatchila, we only allow it lechatchila tkunei gavra to help this guy out, because otherwise he's got no way out. But in normally we'd only allow it b'diavad, not l'chatchila. But that limitation of not allowing him to do it l'chatchila, unless it's the tukune gavra, is only gabe shlamim to come emayit b'chilatan, because there you are possibly bringing the veta psul, because he can now eat the shlamim for less than the full 2 days based on this possibility, and we don't want to do that. But with a mincha, either way, it's 1 day, it's zikrei kuna, there's no difference, and therefore the chatchila Rabbi Shimon would allow such a thing. So if Rabbi Shimon could sign on to our Mishnah and say, you bring five and you make this condition with all the different chalot and rikikin. So I'm going to pop a turn to us, Rabbi Shimon, damar, mechzacha, mechza, rikikin, yavi. Rabbi Shimon says you could do that with minchat ma'afeh. Hakamaiti yisaron achad, mishnei yisaron, velog achad, mishnei lugin. Think about this. You bring one isaron for the chalot, one for the rikikin, and then you're mixing them together, half from here, half from there, to mix. The same thing with the lugin, and you're supposed to bring from one isaron from itself. Shemin lo Rabbi Shimon Omar, but we already know Rabbi Shimon holds. Mevi isaron achad mishnei isaronot, log achad mishnei lugin yatsa. That's okay. Umikmat sechei komets. How are you going to do the kmitza from this mixed korban with the condition? Demani v'amar. You make a condition and say, I chalot l'chudayu, rikikin l'chudayu amri. If they're really supposed to be chalot and rikikin separately, whichever one, the kamitza mechalot lehavi chalot, whichever I take the kamitza of chalot, that's for the chalot. Kamitza mechakin lehavi rikikin, one of them is my real korban, and the other one, or maybe I said both. Im mechza rikikin mechza chalot amri, and if what I said was half and half or some combination, kamitza chalot lehavi chalot mechza rikikin, whatever I take from the chalot covers that. So you take kmitza from each of the wafers and the chalot, and you make that condition. But remember, according to Rabbi Shimon, when you do the mix, you have to take one komets from the two of them together. Now you're taking kmatzim for each on the other. Rabbi Shimon already said, there's all of these problems that only will affect Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon himself is on the right side of these problems, if you will. He says that if you end up taking the kmitza from the mixed chalot and rikikin, and all you get is chala or all you get is rikikin, it's okay. Vayika motar shemen. But remember, we had the machloket. When you have chalot and rikikin, what do you do with the shemen? You have half the shemen for the chalot, half the shemen for the rikikin, and then whatever's left over from rubbing the rikikin goes back into the chalot. And you can't do it here because you don't know how much is what. So, but if it's all rikikin, then the kohanim eat the rest. The answer is Mishum and Yehuda. Mishum and Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon. We already saw this. Moshchan kiminki. What do you do with the rikikin? You rub them like a gamma with the oil. Umotar Hashem and Achala kohanim. Either way, it goes to the kohanim. So it doesn't have to go back to the chalot. So you're good either way. Okay, Rav Kana, Rav Ashi. He just goes back to our original question is and says, when you said, I don't know which kind of mincha I said, you have to bring all five. So we played with Rabbi Shimon on the 14 or maybe the 16, if it was Gurmeir, and we end up saying, Rabbi Shimon allows you. Rabbi says, Rabbi Shimon would allow you to do it all Tanai, and therefore you wouldn't have to bring all 14. You'd bring 1, 2, 3, and then Chalot and Kikin, and make the Tanai of whatever the balance was between them, and the same amount. Va'ika was fukim minchat nesachim. Well, why aren't we concerned that maybe the fellow intended to bring minchat nesachim, so he would have to bring now a sixth and a seventh and an eighth, a three and a four and a six? The Amar Rav Nadev Adam minchat nesachim b'chol yom. You could, Rava said, you could bring such a thing as an adava. The answer is that we're never concerned that that's what he intended. Unless we knew he said that. Ki kamistaf galei, babi gal yachid. We're only concerned about the sort of thing that an individual typically brings. Babi gal tzibur lo mistaf galei. Something that's normally part of the korban tzibur. We're not concerned with. And we're also only concerned babi gal atzma, things that come independently. Babi gal zevach lo mistaf galei, but something that comes as in a peripheral to a zevach is not part of our concern. Kamistaf galei tuna levona. We're also only concerned about a regular korban mincha that needs a levona. Sheinat tuna levona mincha nesachim has no levona. Lo mistaf galei. And kamistaf galei babalog, a normal amount of oil and wine for an oil for the korban, babish loshalugin, remember the minchat nesachim is infused with oil, three times as much, or twice as much, lamistafkalei. And the last thing, kamistafkalei tuna kmitza. We're also considering that he's probably talking about a mincha that needs kmitza. Shein tuna kmitza lo kamistafkalei. We weren't concerned about that, and minchat nesachim, of course, does not have kmitza. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up go back to the end of Mishnah Bet, take a look at it and do this piece of analysis and go further in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.